Yeah. We got a very special guest joining us, a friend of this station, a friend of this show, a friend of the listeners, a former beloved Buff, a former beloved Bronco, a former beloved host on this station.
Wow, look at this intro.
What an intro for Mike Pritchard.
Yes, Pritch.
The current host of Betting Across America on VSiN in Vegas joins us now. Good morning, Pritch.
Hey, good morning. It sounds like you guys are talking about the same thing that when I was there. Like, have you hit rock bottom? I mean, same conversation.
Definition of insanity, right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, no, it's hey, rinse, wash, and repeat. It's kind of been the same thing around here for the last 5 years. But your world got turned upside down yesterday. I'm curious, what was yours and maybe the your listeners' reaction to what's going down with John Gruden?
Oh man, I think shock, but then it was anticipation too, because I think a lot of people, insiders who cover the Raiders, thought that there was going to be a lot more happening. Thought there's a lot more, many more developments, pretty much, and that was the case, you know. And it just didn't stop at one email. In one story from the Wall Street Journal, it continued to the New York Times, and I think the Raiders had no other choice but to have that meeting and then have John Gruden resign. I mean, the listeners, look, man, the listeners are starved for victories, man. It's been since 2002 since anything significant for this franchise, and then certainly the last time they were in the playoffs, it's been a minute too, 2016. So the listeners, they just want wins. And, you know, if Gruden has to go, I think they just want the changes to be the right changes and to make sure the franchise is on the right track.
Mike Pritchard joining us. Pritch, appreciate you joining us, buddy. You look at on the field, how this might affect the Raiders this week, coming to Denver here to play the Broncos. Now, they've lost two in a row. Their offense has been struggling. They scored 14 points. They scored 9 points. Now you take their, not only their head coach, but their offensive quote-unquote, you know, guru, offensive coordinator, John Gruden. How does this affect them offensively on the football field?
You know, that's a great question, Stoke, because Gruden, this was his offense. This was, I mean, it's such a complicated offense, too. It's got all these nuances in it that, as a play caller, he knows about. Now, Olsen is a coordinator, but from an experience and play calling standpoint, he doesn't measure up to what Gruden could deliver for you on game day. But I think what the Raiders are going to rely on, Stoke, is Derek Carr and his knowledge of the offense. This is truly going to be the quarterback's offense now. I mean, I think everything you see from Derek Carr on the field is going to be everything that he's comfortable with. So from the Broncos standpoint, I mean, the focus certainly is going to be on Derek Carr now, more so than John Gruden. I mean, I think if you're a Vic Fangio, you're probably studying the tendencies of Derek Carr and how he operates and how he calls the game, more so than Gruden, somebody that you're highly familiar with. So it's disruptive. You know that. I mean, in the building, it's going to be crazy. The fellas are going to be talking about it. In the locker room, we're going to be talking about it. And I don't know how the focus is going to develop later on in the week, though. We'll see what happens during practices this week.
Yeah, Mike Pritchard, former fan host, former Buff, former Bronco, current host of Betting Across America on VSiN, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 Mountain, Monday through Friday out there in Vegas. And that's something I've been curious about. The fact that he went out and coached on Sunday, and do you equate at all the performance of the Raiders, which seemed very lethargic and listless for them, especially on offense, were we already seeing the hangover effect, the distraction of what was happening with Gruden? Did we already see it on play on Sunday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there was no focus, zero focus, lack of focus out there for that football team and coaches, frankly. If insiders knew more was coming and there was developments, then Coach Gruden knew that too. So as a play caller, as a leader of the team, he did not have the focus necessary for that game, and obviously distracted. And then as players, we feel it too. I mean, that's a guy that potentially could get fired, or he could potentially quit. And so you don't know what's going to happen. And so again, the disruptions were all over the place. The tea leaves are all over the place. And Now the decision has been made. So I think as an organization, as players now, a big game. I mean, you think about the Raiders and the Broncos and what's on the line, what's at stake right now for both teams. This is a game in which you have to be 100% focused. So, like I said earlier, we'll see if this team can do that. It's a team that has been void of leadership in recent years. It's a team that's been void of wins and know-how to win, know-how. It's going to be a tough task for sure in a tough game within the division.
Mike Pritchard, join us. Pritch, thanks again, buddy. Yeah, what is, you know, you look at how the Raiders started the season. Obviously, we all saw the mm-hmm. Monday night game, Ravens, and how they won that football game with the walk-off there. Then going on the road against the Steelers and winning that, and then the Dolphins at home. And you look at them starting 3-0 now, and they face the Chargers, a really good football team. They got off to a slow start. And we can look at this past week and say, well, it was a Gruden, it was a distraction, this and that. But what has happened with the Raiders here lately? And their offense has really struggled. You didn't see much of Darren Waller last week. What is going on with them as a football team besides this John Gruden issue?
Well, Stoke, it's hard to pinpoint it, but it's something that this franchise has not identified or figured out. Like, they started 6-4 a few years ago, then it collapsed. They started 6-3 last year, and then it collapsed. And both of those years, they missed the playoffs. And a lot of times it's hard to understand how to handle success when you haven't had it for a while. And I think that's what this team's going through. Like, you start out 3-0. Okay, one bad thing's happened. Then another bad thing happens. And then all of a sudden you fall off a cliff with this news with Gruden. And so how are you going to rebound? I think this team hasn't figured out how to rebound, how to pick themselves back up yet. But they have some players now. Yannick Ngakoue and Sneed and some other guys sprinkled in on the roster that have been there and done that in terms of the playoffs. And hopefully that's going to help them. I mean, I don't know where it's going to come from. It's not going to come from the quarterback because Derek Carr hasn't played in the playoff game. So I don't know anybody within that organization, now that Gruden's gone, who's going to be that leader, who's going to be that beacon to show everybody that when you have adversity, when you get knocked down, you got to get back up, man, and keep fighting. And I don't know where that's going to come from at this point.
Mike Pritchard, our guest. Mike, where are you at when it comes to Derek Carr? He's 30 years old. He's got 1 year left on his contract after this year. All the dead cap money goes away after this year. Are you convinced when you look at Derek Carr that you're looking at a true franchise quarterback, or do you have your doubts?
I have reservations.
Okay.
Instead of doubts. I have reservations because I don't know where this team's going now. If you would ask me that question, even after the Chargers loss, I would have been like, yeah, Derek Carr's going to be the long-term answer. They're going to extend him. They're going to get a new deal together. But, I, with this development with Coach Gruden, I don't know what's about to happen. I don't know what direction. Obviously, they're going to bring in a new coach, and you don't know if that new coach is going to want Derek Carr. There's no guaranteed money on his contract. You don't even know if Derek Carr has said he's wanted to be a Raider for the rest of his life. But I think when you look at the Mark Bedain, who was a president of the Raiders, he resigned earlier this year. And now you have the head coach who pretty much was in charge of everything. I know Mike Mayock's a GM, but I mean, this was Coach Gruden's baby, and now he's gone. So you're devoid of complete and total leadership outside of Mark Davis, the owner. And that's not an ideal situation for any quarterback, let alone Derek Carr. So I think if it gets less turbulent, he could be the guy, but again, he hasn't proven himself as a playoff winner, and I really don't know the direction this organization is going to go in.
That was going to be my last question. Mike Pritchard, our guest. Have you started to hear names of potential, permanent replacement, new head coach? Are we talking about a young hotshot assistant, somebody from the college game, Lincoln Riley? Any names yet popping up?
I tell you what, they have three head coaches on their staff now. Rod Marinelli, former head coaches anyway, Gus Bradley, Tom Cable. Now, Rich Bisaccia, he's the special teams coach, but he was assistant head coach. He takes over as interim. But, yeah, there's some big names out there. Dable, Barry, Joe Barry, I believe, right? Joe Barry, yeah. Brady from Carolina. Yeah, the young hot shots because of what Brandon Staley's doing, because of Mike LaFleur, I mean, all those guys. And so, yeah, you're hearing the hot names, and you're also hearing Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Hearing Eric Bieniemy be tossed around a little bit. But, you know, those are names, right? And that's certainly people trying to get out in front of what the Raiders are going to do. I have no clue what Mark Davis is going to do after this debacle here, because I don't think you give a guy a 10-year contract, you do not anticipate something like this happening. So they're starting all over with this one, fellas.
All right, Pritch, always good to catch up. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Pritchard, joining us.